So moved. Second.
Second.
Motion by Don, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Swanberg?
Yes.
Mr. Moreline?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries. Mr. Detweiler, do you have a financial report for us tonight?
I do. You do have other financial documents on your board docs. We will go right into there's a graphic here for the forecast for May. Okay, the forecast that you'll be approving tonight is the revision to the October forecast that was submitted. We've had some minor changes in the revenue side. Tangible personal property tax is a little bigger than what we anticipated. And again, that's just an estimation based on the past and our valuation growth. CAUV also had an impact this go around. We've gone through that quite extensively. So over the 5 years, we are doing well. And I'm going through this quickly because there's a graph that shows you in a minute that helps you understand it. The green bar is something that we need to take a look at. This is deficit spending, okay? Spending more than you're bringing in. And the green bar shows that, starting with 2013, the year we're in, we anticipate spending about $10,000 more than we bring in, which is very good, actually, in the schools. Starting next year, we're about $372,000 spending more than what we bring in. 2015, we're at $1.4 million, then $2 million, then $2.2 million. Okay, that's a trend that we've been working on for the last 2 years, trying to shrink that deficit spending. And you'll see here in a moment how that looks now. Down below, revenue from replacement and renewal levies, what we've made the assumption of is that we will renew the PI and we will renew the operating levy next year as it is. Okay, that's not replacing the PI and that's not passing an emergency. The reason being is this is the most conservative forecast. And Mr. Hall will talk here in just a few minutes about the need for having an additional meeting, because all I'm talking about tonight is the 5 years. And as you know, you have a 10-year plan that's been approved and adopted by the board, and we're kind of following as our guide. So we're talking about the 5 year tonight. We need to have a meeting just to talk about the 10 year, because there's a lot of options that we have in dealing with deficit spending and levies and things like that. So we will have that need. In 2017, which this forecast goes out to, we are projecting still around $3 million as a ending balance. And again, that's after we take into account the encumbrances at June 30 of 2017 and our budget reserve. So if you go up above that line, if you take that into account, there's about $665,000 you can add to that. So we're about $3.6 million, okay? Because we have a budget reserve of $540,000. We have POs outstanding estimated at $125,000, but those may or not come to fruition. So you're anywhere from $3 to $3.6 million. So that's very good. Now, graphically, let's see what that looks like. In February 2012, if you recall, that's when we put together our 10-year plan. This chart, it's a little difficult to see, but the top line, those are expenditures for 13, 14, 15, and 16, and 17. You see those, that trend line, okay? This space here between the bar, or the line, and the bars coming up, that's deficit spending, okay? The red is the renewal. The blue are our regular revenues. So you got revenues, expenditures, and then the renewals. This line here is the ending cash balance of your general fund. In 2012, we saw clearly that in 17 we were going in the red, and by 2021, we were about $19 million in the red. Okay, this is the trend line that we tried to deal with. The good news is, now, we look much better. The current forecast shows, if you notice, the base here has gone down. Deficit spending is shrinking. That's a good thing. Your ending cash balance, see where it's at now. It's in the black. $3 million is what we're projecting instead of that 1.75 you saw on the previous slide. Okay? Revenue stayed about the same. Expenditures is the big thing here. And what did we do to change? If you recall, we now are projecting salaries to float around 1% for the last 3 years in this forecast as far as increases to the base. Insurance is capped at 8%. Again, we have a cap built into the contract right now, and that's, I've got that forecast for all 5 years. So those are the two biggies. We also had the early retirement incentive plan that comes into play in this. We also had the consolidation, which saved on operations. So those things all combined up to reduce the expenditure trend line. A lot of school districts see this going up here and this one going this way, and they're not quite sure how to get them to shrink. And we're doing a good job right now of keeping this pinched together. If you ever get them where they stay steady, you're really doing wondrous things. Because you've always got inflation that's outpacing your revenues. And all schools are always in that situation. But this is what you want to see in a chart from me in regards to our five-year forecast.
I'd rather them be parallel, but okay.
Absolutely. What's the red again?
The red is the renewal of our operating levy. And they break that out separate in this model because they want you to know, okay, part of this blue out here has got to be voted on. If the renewal of the operating levy does not pass, this is all deficit here. And this bottom line drops off real fast.
Okay, but the red is
2016, right?
So is the red replacement?
No.
Or renewal?
Renewal. That's not an emergency levy. That's not a replacement. That's just your straight renewal.
Okay. So it means we're still collecting 1.25 or less.
Well, you're thinking PI.
You're thinking the PI. This is
the
operating.
This is the 8 mil.
This is just, yeah, okay. This is general fund. Right.
Okay.
How PI impacts this projection is if you told me, hey, we want you to say there's going to be no PI money coming in, we're not going to pass anything, we're not putting anything else on, then those dollars we spend on PI items, those expenses would go
out of here.
In this bar right here, and it would start going up hot fast. Right. And so your bottom line would go down faster. So those are things that we have to talk about at a future meeting about the 10-year plan. Mm-hmm. But as of today, our forecast shows that we're healthy. Not flush with cash, but we are a healthy district financially.
For 5 years,
and based on if our assumptions stay true. And again, one thing we saw at the last meeting is CAUV, we're benefiting from that now, but what if, since our historic highs, the market starts going down for farmers? Well, they're going to take that CAUV credit and give it back to them. Mm-hmm. And so then we will lose revenue off of it.
Right.
So that's one assumption that could go south that we don't control.
But if the CAUV goes down, doesn't residential go up?
It could.
Well, don't we get the same dollars?
But what happens, Don, is we're projecting in here that we will get growth off the 5 mils.
Okay.
When that new value comes on.
Off that inside millage.
Right.
Okay.
If that value doesn't come on, then that 5 mils times that new value goes away.
Okay.
So we don't have the increase that we anticipate in here. State funding, that's also a big bubble that's out there. Who knows if we're going to stay flat? If that goes down, then that blue would change and it drops down. And so you get a bigger disparity between our expenditures and revenue again. So those are the things we keep our eyes on at all times. Boone and I, as we get new information, we'll plunk it into the forecast before you guys ever hear about it and start modeling and seeing what's going to happen. So when we come to this meeting, we can hopefully answer your question.
Okay, well, and when they get done, we will know state funding for 2 years.
Yes.
Because that budget, once they work that out, should stay in force unless they come back a year and a half down the road and say, oh, by the way.
That's correct.
If they change the guarantee, then
you're... Yeah, and we all know they can do that.
So when folks want to know what the impact has been on the consolidation, from retirement incentive, and all those different things that we've done so far, these two charts will be out there. You see on the right the old forecast for the 10-year plan and the new one. it's pretty striking when you lay it out this way. And when we have our meeting, go over the 10-year plan, it's even more striking, because on this one, you can see we'll come out here like this, and this one, we just drop off the edge. So we've done a good job of extending our life, financial life.
And on the second chart, Jim, you want to, on the second chart, you take,
this is the old.
If you take the red out, that's the renewal that's coming up, and you can see the gap. And that bottom line, that's up almost a year and a half, but it's falling off.
Talk about this one then.
The current one?
Yeah.
That's the current one.
So we haven't assumed PI replacement or emergency operating levy in this at all. We just assume what we have is what we'll get. So just renewing what's out there.
Okay.
Right. So if the board is comfortable with that assumption, then I would ask that we approve the forecast when we get to that section. Any other questions on the forecast? Next couple of days, you'll be hearing in the public some things that have happened to some other school districts with their forecast. And that's why Boone and I try to make sure that you guys thoroughly understand it through this process, and more importantly, the 10-year meetings that we have, because you've got to understand it too, just as much as we do, so you can ask those important questions. So that's some information.
That's the most conservative approach we can take at this point, really.
Well, it's not the most. The most would be to, if you were to tell me, we don't think we're going to pass the PI renewal, we don't think we'll pass
them, I won't exist.
Right. And then I would take that all together, and those red bars would come out.
Right.
In the bottom line.
Right.
That would be the ultra conservative, but we do have 100% passage rate for renewals.
Renewals.
So history tells you that, you know, you would make the assumption at this point that we will get that. But again, that's for our next meeting to talk about. Okay. that is it for me with the approval of the action items.
Anyone have any questions for Tim? Moving on, under the financial items, do I have a motion for item number one?
I make a motion that upon the recommendation of the Treasurer, the April 2013 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Moorlach?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for item number two.
I make a motion that the board renew the employment contract of Tim Detweiler, Treasurer, as presented.
Second. Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Ken. Discussion? Please call the
roll. I think that we've pretty much offered the same contract that they've had for the past couple years, just been extended for three more?
Yes.
Well, we gave you three, right?
Correct. As far as I know.
Okay, yeah, just checking. But anyway, we do appreciate the job that you've done. We wouldn't be in the financial situation here and have it look as good as it does if you hadn't changed the way we play the game coming down the road. It really makes a difference. So we thank you, and we'd like you to stay 3 years, I guess.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Moorlach?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries, and thank you for that.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board adopt the revised five-year forecast beginning with fiscal year 2013 through fiscal year 2017 as presented.
No, I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Moorlach?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries, and thank you very much.
Mr. Paul, do you have a superintendent report tonight?
Just a couple things, Mr. Brandt. Thank you. Professor Matthews, what I want to just take just a second and talk about the replacement levy that went down at our 37th. I can't believe we only got 469 yes votes out of our entire school district. With the help, the impact groups, and the things that we put out there, we're sort of lost as to what else to do. So
with that thing going down, we do need to look at that 10-year plan. I'm asking the board to schedule an early June work session where we can look at some things, and I think we really have to be realistic and look at some things that is going to impact people. If they're not going to support the school, we can't wait until 2016 or 2017 to make some of these changes. And I'm not advocating anything that hurts kids, but I think you can do some things. You have to do some things now if they're not going to give you the dollars to fund what we need. And I disagree with anyone that says to help with the impact, involved on that impact, that we tried to canvas the entire district in every way we thought of. And I think the people that did all this, I think them, but we're sort of lost. We've been mourning all week. If the board has any suggestions, as your superintendent, don't think I'm going to recommend to you that you're going to have to get serious. And you can hit at it, you can nibble at some of the problems coming up, but if you don't get serious, I'm telling you now, down the road, you're going to pay big time.
I thought it was great that you guys were able to get around the district. You know, I was at South Solon, I was at Mount Sterling, I stopped in at Fairfield, you know, to canvas the district like you guys did, I thought was the way to go. It was unfortunate that not as many people showed up at those meetings to hear more about the 10-year plan and find out a little bit more about the, you know, the importance of what we were trying to do. And I don't know how to improve that, you know.
Someone, I mean, has the template. I honestly, I'll,
yeah.
One idea I know that Boone had is that I'm talking about having a breakfast down in Mount Sterling on a regular basis, and just letting the public know that we there to answer questions or whatever. I mean, that's the kind of thing that we're talking about.
I hope that works.
We were down at the minister. We had a lot of attendance. If you buy their breakfast, maybe they'll come. But that's not just for the Mount Sterling. That's the entire district.
The entire district. Yeah.
Anybody from the district that wants to show up, you know, is.
And we can send out invites to get it started.
Now, most of this stuff on the 5 and 10 year plan and our levies and so forth, I pretty much understand that. I know you guys get spread really thin trying to go to meetings and cover this stuff. And if I can speak at any meeting and put some information out there, I'm more than willing to do it. We're gonna have to do that. I guess what I look at, we got more parents than 469, I guess is what I'm looking at. It almost looks like to me that we've got parents that aren't even supporting their own kids. And for the amount that we were looking at, that's a shame because of the value of what the education does for this community. Our people don't seem to understand that the value of their property, the number of jobs that are available to people out here in the community is all determined by the education. If we have a good education program, if we train kids for the world of work, then businesses will come here because we've got the resource that they need and the community will grow. There is no such thing as status quo in a school district or any community. It's either getting better or it's going downhill, and I think you can see in this country today with the increase in free and reduced lunch, which is the increase in the number of people at or below poverty, is increasing in almost every community in this country. Mike and I talked about that the other day, and what we decided was if you're gonna be poor, you want to go to a very nice neighborhood, because you can live in Dublin or Hilliard for the same price that you can live in Madison Plains. So if you're going to be poor, go where the money is. And we need to put signs up and send some of these people elsewhere. But I think, I guess what I'm saying is we can't give up trying to educate the public. They've got to know, they've got to understand how important this is to not just the kids, but our entire community. I guess my other question is, did you have a chance to put those two printouts together? Do we know who voted?
I know what you're talking about. No, we got it. We're looking for our June work session. We'll look at that.
Okay.
Part of our...
Yeah, I was curious on that, too. I'd like to see that.
It's just a question, Mr. Hall. I was looking at the ballot results, and out of 10 precincts, only 4 precincts passed it. Do you think, I know you sent out a lot of communication, I know y'all work many long hours, and we do appreciate that, and I especially appreciate it. Would there be any reason, or do you think it would help any, if we spent the money in sending a postcard or something to some of the townships or the, you know, some of the precincts rather that voted no with a return address? Why did you vote no? You know, can you give us a reason as to why? What are we doing that you don't want us, that you don't want to vote for it? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I hear all this malarkey that everybody talks about, but I'm serious. Why do they know? Why do they vote no? What I mean?
We have on the to-do list is a what we call a satisfaction survey, and some of our questions will be, addressed to that.
Okay, because I know some of them's going to say, you know, well, they didn't get enough notice, they didn't get enough information. Okay, which, you know, evidently they live in a dark dungeon or something, because I mean, everything under the sun, we've been out there.
And I really, there's people that for justification. The one gentleman lives over on Bigger Road, because it's right out of the district, it's out of the county, but it's in the district, but they're across the line, and a lot of our stuff doesn't get to him. But
that's one out of, yeah.
Leaves 4,999 others.
Yeah.
I think there's two reasons also. I think you close their local schools. I think that's one of the big reasons. And the other reason is when they look at our plan up here and they see the money that we have in the general fund, they think we don't need the money.
Mm-hmm. But they're not looking at that long-range plan,
correct,
that we keep telling everybody
the
about.
The problem is, and you've got to keep them up, but... You've got to have people that want to be communicated to, not that already have their minds made up. And I think you have a lot of that out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so you can send postcards and everything else, but they're just going, I don't know the answer.
Well, and we operate on deficit spending, mm-hmm. which most people are used to living paycheck to paycheck. And as long as the paycheck's there, they're okay for the next couple weeks. And what they don't look at is part of our paycheck has to not only be spent now, but it has to be put out here, because in the future there's not going to be enough. And I don't think most people understand that concept. They think as long as you're bringing in the money from what you've already passed, then you should be okay. And they don't understand that the fact that we don't get an increase leaves us short down the road.
If you look back 4 or 5 years where we were, 2007, 2008, have we not done some things that we've done?
We'd be there.
We would be at that critical point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you take a look 5 years ahead, if you don't do something now, you will be there.
You're going to be there.
That's what I'm telling the board. You can't nibble at it. You really got to give it some serious thought. And once you make that decision, you stand with it. And it'll happen.
What dates are you looking at?
Sometime in early June, second week of June, getting all together.
You want the first or second week?
Probably second week. Let us get all of our ducks lined up.
Okay, the 11th, that's a Tuesday, June the 11th. Is that good for anybody?
I would like to avoid a Tuesday if at all possible.
How about...
The 12th works for me.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
The 12th?
And that'd be a work session, and we'll try to nail some things down.
Are you going to do it at 6 o'clock, or...
That's fine with me, if everybody else can make it, I didn't know.
And probably be, most of it being in the executive session, but we'll be looking personnel, so.
So, 6 o'clock?
June 12th at 6 PM here.
Can you make it by then?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, that's good. Dave says that's good.
Tim, I'm gonna ask you to do us a big favor.
Okay.
Since, Mr. Swunger so politely tells us that we're all in financial trouble out here in Madison Plains, and that we know that there's a lot of people on free and reduced lunches, could you go ahead and try to figure out something we can, as Mr. Hall says, nibble at that we can do and make it cost efficient for everybody? Maybe that's what the problem is. A lot of people don't feel like they can afford it right now. We need to look at measures. We can do little things here and there to try to help everybody out.
Tell me what you're talking about. Are you talking about budget cuts or our budget?
Whether we do some budget cuts and we ask for a little bit less each time, or, you know, instead of saying we're going to do this for 3 years, maybe we reduce it to this amount, explain to them we understand the hardships a lot of us are going through. You know, could you afford this? You know, let's put it out there and see what they can afford, or what they think they can afford.
That's exactly the discussion we've got to have on June 12th. We'll be prepared to do some modeling for what you're talking about.
Good. Okay.
And last thing, we're still working on our improvement plan, and I don't know if we'll get it in June or not, but it'll probably be July before we get the finished copy of it. But we are working on it, so we'll have it ready for next week. That's all I have to
say. Okay. Do I have a motion for item number one under new business?
Mr. President, I move that the board renew the employment contract for Bernie Hall, superintendent, as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Mortlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I have a motion for item two.
Mr. Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that we accept with regret the resignation of Joe Gilpin, custodian, effective May 6, 2013. Mr. Gilpin has been with us for 9 years.
I have a second.
I'll second it.
Motion by Don, seconded by Linda. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mortlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board award the following administrator contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted salary schedule beginning with the 2013-2014 school year as listed.
I'll second it.
Motion by Ken, seconded by Linda. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Mortlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'll make a motion upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following certified contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2013-2014 school year.
Second that.
Motion by myself, seconded by Don. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Brand?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Mortlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion for item five.
Make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award the following classified contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2013-2014 school year.
Got a second?
I'll second that.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Yes, I got a question on Amanda Kress's 2-year contract. Is that for what?
Amanda Kress, she had a 3-year contract.
This is
you got her on for classified too.
That's a bus driver.
She's a bus driver.
Bus
driver.
Two Amanda Kresses.
Oh, okay.
Different one.
Sorry.
We
yes.
thought maybe Owen was
yes,
doing
a
substitute route or.
No.
That was
no.
Already
she's,
the
she has a, she's a full-time driver.
Okay.
That's
all.
that we do that too.
Answer that question.
Please call the roll. Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries. Motion for item six.
I make a motion upon recommendation, Superintendent, the board award the following extended day contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2013-2014 school year.
I'll second. Motion by Linda, second by myself. Discussion? Please call the roll. Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries. Motion for item seven.
I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following academic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for 2013-14 school year.
Second.
Motion by Don, second by Ken. Discussion?
I will point out that those are no longer tied to the base they once were. You recall, it's mm-hmm. a change that you made, so they're set.
This is a stipend, really.
It is. It's a supplemental, but it's a set amount. It's not. It doesn't grow unless the board takes action to grow it.
Please call the roll. Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Motion carries. Motion for item eight.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the Board of Election Governing Board Resolution authorizing 2013-2014 membership in the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
I'll second. Motion by Ken, second by myself. Discussion? Please call the roll. Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries. Motion for item nine.
Move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board accept the Madison County Interagency Agreement, revised, dated January 1, 2013, between Miami Valley Child Development Centers, Inc., Head Start Program, and the school districts in Madison County.
I'll second. Motion by Don, second by myself. Discussion?
Trish, I guess I have to ask you this. Do we get a lot of benefit out of this?
Yeah. We have 17 students in this particular unit that's here. This is, they also go attend the ones that are in London, if necessary.
So they do help us out.
They're here five. Normally, a Head Start program is a half a day, 4 days a week. This one here is full-time, 5 days a week. And we set that up specifically that way.
Thank you.
Where are the revisions?
They took out Clark County. For some reason, it also had Clark County in it besides Madison County, so they took out Clark County. They also added their new guidelines and regulations from the State Department. And those are the last, those long pages.
The matrix or the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Please call the roll. Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following workbook prices for the 2013-2014 school year as presented.
I'll second. Motion by Linda, second by myself. Discussion? Please call the roll. Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Make a motion upon recommendation, Superintendent, the board approve the following fee schedules for the 2013-2014 school year as presented.
Second.
Motion by Linda, second by Ken. Discussion? Please call the roll. Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donations. Both from Mount Sterling Nazarene Church, $410 to the athletic department, $200 to the elementary principal account.
I'll second. Motion by Ken, second by myself.
Looks like Jeff's doing okay for us.
What, I mean, is this donation, just $410 was kind of an odd amount, I thought.
Can you answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Meals for banquets.
Oh, meals for banquets?
Cover the cost.
Okay. Is that what the $200 is for too?
I don't know what the $200 is.
Okay, who's got the elementary?
It was for kindergarten.
Okay, gotcha.
Do they cover the cost for it?
Okay.
Please call the roll. Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries. The next regular board meeting will be held June 18th at 7 p.m. At this time, I make a motion that we should...
And the special meeting on
June 12th at 6 p.m. right here.
Is it going to be here or is it going to be at the board office?
You want to hear it, don't you?
Here, okay.
I make a motion that we adjourn at 8:15 p.m.
I'll second it.
Motion by myself, seconded by Linda. Please call the roll.
Mr. Brandt?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swonger?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.